Good morning. It's October 17th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's title is Spiritual Muddle. Simplicity is the secret of seeing things clearly. The Christian does not think clearly for a long while, but he ought to see clearly without any difficulty. Oswald Chambers. My wife has a sign over our breakfast table that reads, Simplify. One of my late father's favorite acronyms was KISS, Keep It Simple, Stupid. Philosophers and theologians are all familiar with Occam's razor. Given multiple possible solutions to a given problem, the simplest is usually correct. So why is it that so many Christians seem to find themselves in, to use Oswald Chambers' words, a spiritual muddle? We read, we think, we pray, we discuss endlessly, we compare and contrast beliefs with others, and yet we still find ourselves confused about all sorts of aspects of our own faith, not to mention others. In intellectual matters, thinking it through, researching it, bouncing it off of others will often clarify a problem and its solution. In spiritual matters, however, Chambers says, we will simply think ourselves into cotton wool. Why? Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalm 111:10. Proverbs 1:7 and 9:10, not depending on our own intellect in spiritual matters. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Psalm 3, 5-6, New King James. If we're not to depend on our own intellect, how do we begin to trust the Lord? It's simple. Obedience. Once we simply decide to obey, then the will of the Lord for our lives becomes remarkably clearer. The spiritual haze begins to clear. Don't misconstrue this with legalism. It doesn't mean that the one who keeps the most rules is the most righteous. Our righteousness comes from Christ, whose blood washed us clean of sin, 1 John 1:7. And in accepting him, we put on his righteousness like a cloak, Isaiah 61:10, 2 Corinthians 5:21. No, obedience means a posture of the heart. It means simply obeying Christ's command to love God with everything you've got and to love your fellow man as you love yourself, Matthew 22:34 through 40. It means, in the words of the prophet Micah, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God, Micah 6:8. The only way to do this is to stay focused on Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12:1 through 2. So when doubts start to overwhelm your faith, when you've read and studied and discussed, when you've faced a crisis and feel your prayers have gone unanswered, don't think quite so hard. Your mind will turn to cotton wool. Instead, just concentrate on loving, and all of a sudden your personal theology will clear up remarkably quickly, like fog at noon on the seashore when the wind comes up and the sun is high. Dear Heavenly Father, we know you meant us to study your word, to discuss it, and pray about it. But it's a lot, and there's a lot written about it. Remind us when we start to get confused about what it all means, and even if it's all true, do we need only to concentrate on loving, and all become clear again. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.